Cooking a turkey can be a scary thing. Things go wrong all the time.
Oh, no.
Gwen Carlisle from Butterball's Turkey Talk Line joining Anna and Raven.
Butterball Turkey Talk Line. This is Gwen. Can I help you?
Hello, Gwen. How are you?
I'm good.
All right,
Gwen,
awesome.
I feel better already here. Calling in, you know, you need a voice that's on the other line that's calm, collected, and says to this person, we're going to get through this. We're going to survive this together.
Well, you know, that's what we're here for, 50 of us to help make everybody feel better.
You know what I'm talking about, Anna? I mean, you ever seen one of those films, right, where somebody needs to land a plane? Mm-hmm. They need to land a plane or else everybody's going to perish. We know what happens when planes don't land or whatever. Gwen makes me feel relaxed.
For over 30 years, the Butterball Turkey Talk Line has been going. Throughout this season, you're answering the phones and answering all the questions from people that are calling frantically because something is usually wrong.
Yeah, typically they don't call us because it's going right.
Right.
But actually, some people do call to do their homework. You know, they kind of get prepped and ready for the holidays. So it depends, I guess. The closer it gets to Thanksgiving, the more we get the panickers. But right now, you know, people are just trying to thaw their turkey, figure out, like, you know, what their plan is. And, you know, we're just happy to help. We will be here all the way through Christmas Eve. We've been talking turkey since November the 1st. So we're kind of like in the middle, and this is like the big week.
When you look around the room, who's the weakest link, right?
Right.
I mean, who's the person that if somebody, they pick up the phone and they talk with that person might be calling back? Because, I mean, every team's got a weak link.
You know what? We're lucky here, though. I don't think we have any weak links because when you come and join the Butterball Turkey Talk Line, you actually have to go through Butterball University.
Oh.
So for your first 3 years when you come here, you go through the rigors of Butterball University every year to learn about the product line and get a handle on the most common questions and stuff that we get asked. And then every year, all of us have to go through advanced training. And we talk about new trends. And for this year, we definitely talk about the Instant Pot or the air fryer or, you know, some of the new appliances that might be out or different ways people might be cooking their turkeys. We kind of get a once over for this holiday. So that's kind of what we do. So, you know, we have no weak links. We're all prepared.
Gwen from the Turkey Talk Line, Butterball. Should you air fry your turkey?
You can air fry your turkey, but it needs to be the smaller ones, like the boneless roasts that are like 3 pounds. The size of them aren't very large. It's hard to put, you can't fit like whole turkeys in there, but you can definitely do the smaller pieces of meat. There's a lot trending around that kind of appliance or like the Instant Pot or whatever. So we try to make some in the off season, get ourselves prepared and keep on trend with stuff.
How about the bag? Everyone keeps talking about the bag. What is this bag that you're cooking turkeys in?
You're cooking turkeys in bag? Are you
everybody?
The turkey comes dead first. You don't need to suffocate.
No, that's like a real thing, right?
A turkey in a bag?
It is. There is a cooking bag, yes. There is the Reynolds oven bags. People love those things. We recommend an open pan method, which is like a dry heat method.
Right, like they do in America.
That's right. So people call all the time about the oven bags, and they're like, well, does it keep my turkey more moist, or does it help? And I always say, hey, it doesn't matter how you cook your turkey, whether you do the bag and you do this whole moist heat method, or if you do the open pan method, or if you grill it, or if you smoke it, or whatever, a turkey dries out because you overcook it. So we try to educate people on, here's the time frame of what it will take to cook your turkey, but you need to use a meat thermometer to actually make sure that it's done properly. Because once it gets over those done temps of 165 in the breast and 180 in the thigh, then it starts drying out.
You heard what she said, Anna. They'll help you through no matter which way you choose to cook your turkey, but that way is stupid. And that is what she said. Yeah, I'm thinking like of an embryonic sac.
Right.
Like an alien being born. So I don't want to see that thing poking around in there or coming out of it.
I just want to know, what do you study for 3 years at Butterball University?
I was going to say, they're far more trained than any industry we deal with. I mean, if they vetted morning shows like this, both of us would be unemployed.
Well, you know what? There's a lot to know about turkey. When I first came to the Butterball Turkey Talk Line 7 years ago, we didn't have everything like inside like a computer system. So we had a binder and it was about 6 inches thick because, I mean, there's a lot of scenarios of what people can do to their turkey. So we have to know all the products, the ins and outs, the cooking, the food safety aspects, all that kind of stuff. So there's a lot to know, believe it or not. So, yeah, you got to go through it every year for 3 years.
What's the number one mistake that people make when cooking their turkey? That's coming up next with Anna and Raven. Your turkey's just about ready to explode in the oven. What do? Well, you call the Turkey Talk Line at Butterball. It's the only thing you can do. It's Anna and Raven. Gwen Carlisle joining us.
What is the most common, dumbest mistake that people make? I mean, the thing that you're just like, yep. I mean, you know you're going to do 15 of them in a day.
Well, you know what? The most common question we get is thawing. People just underestimate the time it takes to thaw a turkey because typically people are cooking a turkey, once or twice a year maybe.
Right.
And so when you get like a 20 30-pound piece of meat. People are like, oh, I have to thaw it for 5 days? I'm like, yes. Like, if it thaws 4 pounds per day in the refrigerator safely. You don't want to do it on your counter or anything. And so when you've got a 20, 25-pound bird, you're looking at a week's worth of thawing.
Huh.
And so people just underestimate that type of thing. So they call us panicking and wanting to quick thaw it and all that kind of stuff. So we have to talk them through that. But that's probably our number one question that we get.
Is there ever a situation you think that it's okay to stuff your turkey with oysters or seafood?
You can do that, I guess. But you just want to make sure it's all cooked, you know, mm-hmm. before you put it in there. So, and then always, 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 when you do stuff a turkey, you have to make sure that the stuffing, the center of the stuffing, registers 165 degrees, just like the breast meat, because it needs to be at a food safe temperature.
Is it dressing or stuffing? Put an end to that.
Yeah.
You know what? It's so funny. People ask us that a lot, too. I think it depends on where you grow up. And, you know, if it's a regional thing. I mean, we call it stuffing up here in the north, but I don't know. Maybe do they call it dressing down south? My husband's from North Carolina, and he doesn't call it dressing. He calls it stuffing. So I don't know. Maybe it's just a regional thing.
Turkey Talk Line expert Gwen from Butterball. One of my friends said she wanted to put oysters inside, which I told her was dumb because Americans don't do that. And
right.
Doesn't make
and then
sense.
The whole bird's going to taste like oysters.
Right. Nobody wants that.
Right.
But what's the strangest thing someone has stuffed in a turkey that you know of?
Family show. Keep that in mind.
Oh, my goodness.
Don't say anything
offensive. Yeah. People, they get creative, trust me. And then they want us to help them out of their jams. So.
Right. Has anybody ever called you crying?
I mean, people cry all the time.
Really? I don't know about crying. I get a lot of panickers, you know, just very nervous people that are like, oh, my God, do I have to throw my turkey out? Is it going to make everybody sick? Or, you know, lots of sort of uptight, nervous people. But I have not had a crier yet, thank goodness.
Gosh,
I'd hate to have somebody cry on the phone to me.
I feel like that there would be
although
dozens
I do feel like a therapist
of criers.
Sometimes.
I feel like there would be dozens of criers every day. I'm actually amazed by that.
Maybe
I
they pull
something.
Themselves together while they're on hold waiting to talk to somebody.
But maybe.
Maybe.
Right.
I've never had a crier.
That's
yeah.
when they gather themselves and be like, I can't do this publicly, but I just have to have faith that they're going to help me.
Gwen, thank you so much for taking the time today. The Turkey Talk Line, Butterball's Turkey Talk Line. If people need to reach you, I know they could even like summon you on Alexa now, right?
Yes. So we have actually, you know, it's interesting that we've noticed over the years, you know, the older generation's kind of moving out, the newer generation's coming in, and we're just kind of celebrating this all kinds of Thanksgiving because a lot of younger people are coming up here and bringing, you know, some ethnic or cultural dishes to the table, and they're having to learn how to cook their turkey, and they like to do it different ways. And so Alexa is one of the options. So if you have an Alexa-enabled device, you can ask Alexa to ask Butterball a question about whatever, and one of the TalkLine experts would answer your question. We had some people from the TalkLine record answers. So Alexa's a great one. We're on all the social media platforms. You can still call us, obviously, at 1-800-BUTTERBALL. And then, you know, text, chat, all the major social media. We're all over the place. But butterball.com is always a great place to start because you can pretty much find anything you need there, and then you can call us if you need to.
I mean, it's clear now. Butterball is the most technologically well-trained system.
In the world.
Company we clearly have here in the United States.
I mean, who knew? Yeah.
Right.
Thank you so much, Gwen.
Well, thanks for your time. We appreciate it. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.